584, first laugh. Rather join me in suffering for the gospel, power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I am appointed a herald and an apostle and teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we're just so very thankful for this opportunity that we have to assemble here this evening to worship and to praise you. And Lord, just as Paul is writing to Timothy, we too are to be heralds and teachers of your word. And it is our prayer, Lord, that we constantly have our eyes and our ears open for those that are seeking, and even some of those that don't know about Jesus, that we might be able to share with them the gospel. Again, Lord, it has been shared with each and every one of us, and we have all been obedient and accepted the gospel, accepted what Jesus has done for us. And again, Lord, what a perfect plan of salvation laid out for us. Everything has been done. We just have to accept that and come to realize that we are sinners and we cannot do it on our own. We need that Jesus' sacrifice to be met. So Lord, again, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be here. It is our prayer that you be with all those, as Brian named the individuals, the members of this congregation, just for their different physical ailments that they're struggling with at this time. It's our prayer that if there's anything we can do to help make things better for them and make them a little more comfortable, it's our prayer that you'll put that on our heart and we'll be able to act in a way that will help bring that comfort, but also, Lord, as Brian had said earlier, it will bring you glory in all that we do. So again, Lord, just continue to be with us, bless us, and we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 637. First and last, 637. When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul ride home? Say, will he find you and me still watching?
Number 311. 311. We're unable to assemble this morning during the worship time to observe the Lord's Supper. You have that opportunity this evening. Be seated where you are, and then the one officiating at the table, when he comes close by, you just got to hold your hand up and you'll be served where you sit. 311.
Oh, what wondrous love I see, freely shown for you and me, by the one who did us all. Just to show his matchless grace, Jesus suffered for the rain. In Gethsemane, tell us all, why will you linger, wandering from the
keeping with me the promised life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also, lives in you also. For this reason I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather join me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I am appointed a herald and an apostle and teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard. But I have entrusted to him until that day. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are just so very thankful for this opportunity that we have to assemble here this evening to worship and to praise you. And Lord, just as Paul is writing to Timothy, we too are to be heralds and teachers of your word. And it is our prayer, Lord, that we constantly have our eyes and our ears open for those that are seeking, and even some of those that don't know about Jesus, that we might be able to share with them the gospel. Again, Lord, it has been shared with each and every one of us, and we have all been obedient and accepted the gospel, accepted what Jesus has done for us. And again, Lord, what a perfect plan of salvation you have laid out for us. Everything has been done. We just have to accept that and come to realize that we are sinners and we cannot do it on our own. Be met. So Lord, again, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be here. It is our prayer that you be with all those, as Brian, those named, the individuals, the members of this country, just for their different physical ailments that they're struggling with at this time. It's our prayer that if there's anything we can do to help make things better for them and make them a little more comfortable, it's our prayer that we'll put that on our heart and we'll be able to act in a way that will help bring that comfort, but also, Lord, as Brian had said earlier, it will bring you glory in all that you do. So again, Lord, just continue to be with us, bless us, and we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 637. First and last, 637.
When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching, with our lamps all trimmed and bright.
evening, number 311. 311. If you're unable to assemble this morning during the worship time to observe the Lord's Supper, you have that opportunity this evening. Just remain seated where you are, and then the one officiating at the table, when he comes close by, just kind of hold your hand up and you'll be served where you sit. 311.
Oh, what wondrous love I see!